Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, Patrick, I can't give you an account number, man. There's nowhere where they say you must have an account number. There's nowhere, Patrick. There is nowhere. There is nowhere. Nowhere where you find a company is giving you an account number on air. Nowhere. I've seen it nowhere in this station. Nowhere. You can't do that. You can't do that. All right? It would be a crime. Thank you so much for calling. Hello there. Thank you.
Amen. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you.
Mm.
When terror strikes you like storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind.
Mm.
When distress and anguish come upon you.
Mm.
Ngambile ngahamba ngahamba ngafuna wonke lamantombazana ngishitsha amantombazana ngize kulekusasa kodwa isiphelo sami ngiphele iradio imedia sengiyinto yokuhlekisa ngawo lamantombazana ngoba ngihlangana naye sikhuluma isizwane usuka lapho yena uzothatha ifoni yefolela imetro hayi ngimele naye ungirepile sekuzothiwa ngirepile sengidume ngento ezimbi more than i-character yami engiyiyo. So into eyenzekayo manje ngicela ukuqhubeka futhi ngifunde le ncwadi.
Yeah.
Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their way and have their fill of their own distress. For simple accuse, by the turning away, the complacency of the fools destroys them. The complacency of the fools. Ngoba nje ubahlakaniphile kanti the complacency iphelelwa into ehandhandi cash.
Yeah.
Kodwa mangabu i original. So mangabu ukholu nalo umoya kaThixo nawe enhlizweni yakho. UNkulunkulu uzokuxolela uzomona njengoDavid. UDavid wona uThixo ngokulala noBathsheba. Umntana oqala kaBathsheba washona. Waphinde waba nomntana wesithuso uSolomon. Waba yintando kaNkulunkulu amthanda. Bonke labantu abamaJuda bazele besenkulweni kaNkulunkulu. Bonke bemona uThixo ngoba ngisho noJuda. UJuda mangabe yakhumbula walala nomkhulukazi wakhe nomakoti wakhe. Kwavela umntwana lapho othi wazala uChrist mayihambi i-lineage leyo. So into engizama ukuyitho kubantu bakithi ukuthi ngicela bacela uxolo kuThixo, sibekeni kuThixo, uThixo uyasithanda, uThixo akasicaphukeli. And uThixo usijongile, okwayesijonge ngoko, usasijongile nanamhlanje. Into ayifunayo ukuthi yinguquko nobuThixo. Andifuni ukuthi ubuKristu ngoba ngoku nolihanyana ngamaKristu. UbuThixo. UThixo bobuphi ke ubuThixo bokuba uThixo umbeke enhlizweni yakho ahlale nguThixo naphakade ubuhlungu unjani uhlale kuThixo kokoko. UJob ngimthanda kanjani uJob ngoba uJob wabetheka kodwa at the end wabekhumbula eqinile kukhulu lakhe ba uThixo wami ukhona umfelo wami kodwa uhleli umjongile. Ngiyabulela dada.
Enkosi mfowethu.
Enkosi hla.
Hey, Matata, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And to Shirley Israel, sorry I couldn't read your message the other day. Hey, my heart was just sore, man. It came late after the show. Sorry about that. Send your messages earlier so that I can read them or even play the voice notes pronto. 082-657-2729. You can talk to us there via WhatsApp or also send us a voice note on WhatsApp.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Now, I am looking, Apostle, at Ezra chapter 9, verses 14. It says, should we again break your commandments and join in marriage with the people committing these abominations. Would you not be angry with us until you had consumed us, so that there would be no remnant or survivor? Now, evil associations, they bring death. No matter how beautiful they look, no matter how nice they look, they bring death. They bring death. If you look into that, it says there would be no remnant, no survivor. That's the thing. That's the aim with evil associations. It is the death of your spirituality, the death of your testimony, the death of your ministry. As Pastor Green had been saying, that people are talking history and saying, yeah, in our time we used to preach, but now you're raising a beard glass. What say you, Apostle?
Yay, Joe. Hey, I hope somebody's listening and taking notes and
it's taking
what is being said here very seriously. Because honestly, evil association, eventually they bring death. Like, there are cases where you get caught up in this. You can't come out. The only way out is death. And like as I said earlier, sometimes it's not even worth it. How would you just go through your life like that simply because of what? I mean, we have a lot of people these days where, I mean, I met this other guy way back, some time back in Pretoria. Nice, smart guy, intelligent. Mara, this guy, Joe, he's an addict.
Ish.
So now, Anayana, this guy was a director, you know, in some company. So, and then I meet these people, I go to Lebanon, and then they went to one party. They offered him. Ahana, then went to another party some months later. After that, they offered him something also. But then this one, if I'm offered, it was in a very subtle way. And then he fell for it. Remember, the enemy will seduce you and entice you. So he was enticed by evil association because already, unfortunately, Joe, evil associations, they always have a plan. They always have an agenda. Well, now you'll be the only innocent one who don't know the agenda. You'll think about Rata, because they just want to destroy your life. So now he was given and he took and then went back home. To cut a long story short, this guy was hooked.
Yes.
And before he knew it, his life took a serious downward spiral, lost his job, lost his house, lost his wife, lost cars, and he could not bear the shame. He had to relocate because he said he was coming from Bloemfontein. He had to relocate from Bloemfontein to come and sleep all over the streets of Pretoria. But the journey, Yahai, started just one on this one nasty night because he was invited by illegal, evil association.
Yes.
You know, I always say to people, there's what you call an exchange of grace. You know, you can be in a company of people that are full of the grace of God, and that can work for your good. But also your life can take a turn, because the people that you associate with, the spirit upon them, it's an evil spirit. So as a result, when you associate with those people who are evil, your life become what? You're ever affected just by virtue of your association. I mean, not only anointing, though. You know, you can be anointed simply because you're listening to a powerful sermon by somebody, or you always go with this person. You know, I mean, Barakimam, the prophet said to Samuel the king, you know, by virtue of him, associated with those prophets. The prophet said to him, Prophet Samuel said, then you will be turned into a different person by virtue of association of prophets. How many people's lives have been turned and tossed around simply because they had an encounter with evil associations? Their life took a serious dive. Sometimes you did not even have to just by virtue of being in their midst. I'll give an example. Somebody was talking on one of these social network platforms. So he mutati leko yena anyaka. By the way, I don't normally listen to anything that has to do with the work in Babadinaka, because I feel that's not a testimony that we need to be listening to. The only good news we need is the good news of Jesus Christ. But the fact that I heard about this, somebody comes to me and says, look, there's this person, or certain things. So Nakongo, they would send them to the park in the baby showers. Baby shower, yeah,
yes,
where somebody who pregnant, the Baba Romelo could be baby shower. And then I feel that all you need to do is just to be there and just touch the tummy.
Yeah.
And the resources are prepared. So a lot of people's life has been altered just like that, and that this thing simply because you find yourself associating with certain individuals. And together, Nakungu, you don't even have to do what they say you must do. You don't have to do what they are doing. Because somebody on my mele can say, I know me nang hamba na ba nang in a strong will, you know. So they can't turn me into somebody this. But even if it was strong with the fact of which that on its own will corrupt your character, will turn your life around. And what people don't realize, if you keep going there's a certain influence that comes upon you. You might not realize it the first time. You might not realize it the second time. Is it not certain individual, Joe? Because they're associated not that they took them and taught the person who behaved, but just because was associated now. The voice may change because you're in the midst of certain people, you associate with certain individuals.
Mm.
Even how you talk and even your tone, it changes. And why am I not so willing to come? And you're not even conscious. You're not even aware.
Wa hopola kwa trees bilunal ba bang ne ba ikisetsa Jimmy Swaggart ne ba ratotsa maele group nyana so o kardia ba bolaya nyana so
that's even a good influence, but imagine if you can be influenced like that. How much more about evil associations? Just quickly on a short note, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 11 to 13. But now I'm writing to you that you must not associate with yourself with anyone who claims to be a brother or a sister, but yet they practice sexual immorality, greedy, idolatrous, slanderer, drunkard, and they swindle people. The Bible says don't even eat with them.
Yeah.
Because really evil association corrupts, it influences, it wraps on you. As much as the anointing wraps on you, so is the evil. It wraps on you. But one bad apple can affect all the other apples.
Yeah.
One bad potato can influence all the rest of the potatoes. And that's just it. It is just the truth. It's just like that. The Bible said, "Ninga atina walabantu." Just ube. How many people, Ojo, have entered into covenant bangaji because they were invited over a meal? They come and eat. As if though this meat is this meal is innocent. Can't my covenants that are done by the fact that uvumile uguzo chanabo. No matter how details, you're gone.
Yes, it's sad. We see these things happening. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
MK says, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He walks with the wise will be wise, and the companion of fools will suffer harm. Check the consequences. The companion of fools will suffer harm. Evil associations, association brings corruption of heart and causes you to distance from God. That is what MK has written there. And then he says, good evening, pastors. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. I trust the Father is doing you well and gracing you with all favor in the mighty way. And of course, you can also talk to us directly, 012-334-1322. Mfundisi Makam, let me bring this to you now. When we talk evil associations, in Proverbs 13, verse 20, straightforward, Ifuni Rula, iti, he who walks with the wise man will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Evil associations, they bring destruction. Finish and klar. Mfundisi?
Injalo. Injalo, Mruti. Akuphazame futhi.
Ayifuni
futhi. Khulumelo baba, indaba yakhe straight, Ayifuni Rula. You know, kuthi, uma singayibamba lento lela, even as a bandlini, singaba cautious kakhulu.
Yeah.
Because akuso wonke umuntu uzomthola lapha enkonzweni laphana usindisiwe. Abanye baye ngeenhloso eziningi, abanye baya ngoba se balahliwe ngaphandle bafuna umshado. Abanye baya ngoba ufuna kuyophiliswa. Abanye even pastors. Akuso wonke upastor uzomthola uthi hayi ithi ngizasosiyetha naye. Be selective. Be selective kuthi ubani engehamba naye.
Yeah.
Umuntu onjani. You know, mfundisi wami, akungivulele lapho kwezekeli chapter 16, verse 4 nje. Lapho. Lithi laphana ku verse 4. When you were born, no one cared about you.
Hey, Matot.
And your umbilical cord has never been cut. We've passed us umbilical cord yabo. Ingazanga yakhatwa from kuma traditions wangakubo. But uyashumayela. You know kuthi umbilical cord mfundisi wami ingane uma besho abebiology but ingane yidla ngale pipinyana leli la umbilical cord.
It says, listen, as for your nativity, and people are asking what kind of sources and Bibles I read. And they're a bit different. Check it out here. As for your nativity, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut.
Yeah.
Nor were you washed in water to cleanse you. You were not rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in swaddling clothes. Nor I pitied you to do any of these things for you, to have compassion on you, but you were thrown out into the open field where you, when you yourself, were loath on the day you were born. Eish, yeah.
Buka mfundisi wami. Umbilical cord, umangaba ikatwanga. Umsebenzi umbilical cord, ukudla ngawo. Then ngoba awuzanga ukatwa lola. Uyaphuma umuntu, uyasindisa vela amazinyo, kodwa umbilical cord ikatwanga. Usadla ngawo.
Yeah.
And usanyonyoba ngawe ebusuku aye kuphi la uyama shumayela uthaso kade ngapha udla ngombrical code ngapha
eish usabambekile
uyayibona le nto lelo
still held
and
up
and umuntu madla ngombrical code umfundisi wami ingozi kade ngoba kubonakala mahlafuna kuvela kumimilitheke nje kungena esiswini
yeah.
But uma ngabe udla ngamazinyo lawa nawa 96 lawa la awu akufani siyambona uma ahlafuna futhi uma ngaba usele ngezinyele elilodwa lentandane o the rest insini hawu uma ngaba umnika inyama zombona ilande kwa left ilande kwa right ilande kwa left umbona ukuthi hawu impela uyadlala Maradona ke la umbona noma sathi gwinya kuhamba ngoba uyambona lo muntu lo la udla ngomlomo but udla ngombilical cord mfundisi wami umbona nyonyobile uyena Jerry umbono nyonyobile uye kuphi umbono nyonyobile so don't associate with those people siba ninkinga ya labantu abadla ngombilical cord emfundisi emabandleni inkinga la iba inkulu kakhulu and anke ngitshela kunye Mruti if if ukusindiswa uRay athola evangeli yaqiniso uba inkinga ke kuma family kuyosindiswa umakamu wexoki angisho abanye bomakamu isho mina
yeah
yeah bangasuka ba bangilanda abantu isho umakamu lo ukhuluma manje wexoki obamba evangeli kade ngapha odla ngomblical code basuka bayenza amagobongo wabo le bacela imali umakamu bahlahla ngemali hambani oyenza ngoba udla nabo ngumblical code
yeah
right athu Ray asindiswe bamthela ngecrap yeah uJesu lo wase wawumjuda lola umthale ikhanda mntanami umthale ikhanda siyazaba umakamu thina bakhuluma kweradio kodwa babasinika nemali yabo unabo khona laphaya umakamu angeke ngize mina bazali bami ngoba angifuna abantu bangibone unabo ngoba the Bible says where your treasure is so your heart is there
yeah
ngoba ubanike imali and udla ngomblical code uma bakuphathisa bayakuphathisa nawe uma ngaba bayayikhulumela le nkomo lela bayakunikeza nawe udle udlele endlini kwezinto ezikhulunyelwe even amanzi la andluliswa ngasefaraday bayakunika uwaphuze ngoba udla ngomblical code so sininkinga yabantu abanjalo abadla ngomblical code and ebandleni kumele uqaphele ngoba uyafika umuntu agqoke ibhantshi lesikosha tolika isingizi esikhulu you understand ucabanga ukuthi usindisi akasindiswanga umthathe umyenze indoda lo muntu lola kuvuka isiko lakubo ngoba usadla ngomblical code akadli ngomlomo uma isiko lakubo selivuka ekutshela kahle athi hey ngumzulu phela mina njengomunye enkangamuza somewhere kwelinye sonto angazi ukuthi kwakuxaxwane ngani abelathi ha angeza kanjalo mina ngindoda omzulu ngamkhiphela mina ngimfaka umtofu manje
hayibo
sekuvuka umblical code kuvuka lento lela ayiyo ngoba usadla ngomkhaba akadli ngomlomo lo muntu sasina le nkinga mfundisi uma ufika ebandleni qaphela uma ufika whether umfazi arayile ama-divorce angenile mfundisi wami kusibafika endlini kuvuka isiko lakubo so don't associate with them ungamsondezi la uma ngabe uyambona uyaphuza uyabhema or wenza okunye makahambeli le vakabit that's very much you yeah, angasendeli la. Le. Akangenzi la. You understand?
Yes.
So uma lokumsondisa, hayi inkinga, sifuna ukuthi baphenduke. Uma ngabe umtshele izwi, yabona izwi likaThixo lifana nebhubezi. You cannot defend a lion. Lion just defend alone ngokwalo. Uma umtshele izwi, uthola ukuthi akaphenduki, phuma kuye. Izwi lona lizosala lisebenza. Uziphumelele bakumele umuntu ayimele izwi likaNkulunkulu angabe ngaphoyashumayela ngaphodla ngomblical code ungazassociate uchekisisa sinabafundisi abanyonyobayo baye emanajera sinabafundisi abanyonyobayo ukuthi uma amile epulpit kuvele nje kugqwala imali khona la nibona niphaphama uma seniphuma ngaphandle ukuthi yiye nkosi yami imali le ngangidinza ukugibela ngayo
okay magama ya bakurobhile leso sikhathi evil associations we're talking about that send us a WhatsApp 0826572729 and of course let's hear what you say with regards to this. The notion of evil association is very much a scourge amongst believers. It is something that we cannot ignore, and we need to talk about this. It comes in many levels, and many people are caught up in this, and it is indeed a serious problem, one should say. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729, and of course, you can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say with regards to this. It happens many times, this very notion, something we need to be careful about. Now, let me come back to you, Pastor Green. What say you about evil associations? They bring disaster all the time.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. Mm. Yes, we are continuing with this topic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the other thing that we must be very careful about, Pastor Ray,
yeah,
is who we associate with.
Yes.
You know, we cannot associate with just anybody. Now, for example, even in the church, there are people that are causing trouble. There are people in the church that is not walking straight, that is not doing the will of God. But if we are continuing associate with kind of people like that, Pastor Ray, the results will not be good. Hallelujah. The results will not be good. The results will always be bad. Because we are not doing the will of God, but we force. We can see even this person is not prepared to serve God. Is not prepared to serve God with spirit and truth. But we want to be with them. We want to be in their midst. We want to be associated with them. Hallelujah. You know, Apostle Paul talked so many times about things like this. And when we read our Bible, you know, let me read this verse, Pastor Ray. You know, this verse, I was thinking a lot about it when I read it. It's found in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 2. Just hear what the Bible say. Pastor Ray, again, I say, I read from the New King James Version. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilation. Hey, Pastor Ray, this verse, hallelujah. Just hear how the apostle is addressing these people. Beware of dogs. People at all that cause problems in the church. People that cause other brethren to fight with one another. People that cause arguments and misunderstandings. Pastor, we are not supposed to associate with those people. Because already it's a sign that they don't want to walk straight. They are already in the church. But they don't do what God wants them to do. They are disobedient even to the leaders, to the pastor. They are disobedient even to the message that is preached. So Apostle Paul is classing them. He says, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. They are evil workers. They are not doing right. They are causing too many trouble in the church. The devil is using them in the house of God. Hmm. The devil is instructing them what to do.
Yeah.
And they do what the devil tells them to do. They follow the lies of the devil. But now we that want to walk right, we that want to serve God with spirit and truth, we who want to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Ray, I think we should withdraw from such kind of a people. Not hating them, not fighting with them, but just withdraw yourself.
Yeah.
To greet them is not a problem.
Mm.
But the thing is, Pastor Ray, to associate with them. When you associate with somebody, you become like that person. You adopt the lifestyle of that person. You become like him or her.
Mm.
You start to behave like him. You start to do everything that he's doing. The last thing he say here, be aware of mutilation. Mutilation, Pastor Ray, is people that cause destruction deliberately. They do things deliberately. They bring misunderstanding deliberately. It's not a mistake. It's not a slip of the tongue. It's not by mistake. They have planned already to do these things.
Mm.
But now us as Christians, as children of the living God, us that are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, I think personally, Pastor Ray, we have to withdraw. We don't have to associate with kind of people.
Mm.
We cannot call them even our friends. We cannot even call them our buddies, hallelujah, because they do things in the opposite way.
Hmm.
They do things just opposite, hallelujah.
Mm.
Maybe today somebody is getting along with a pastor and do what a pastor is saying and obey the instructions of the pastor. But when you get involved with such kind of a people, that Apostle Paul said, beware of dogs. Mm. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilation. When you get involved with this kind of people, Pastor Ray, you will not be obedient to the pastor anymore. You will not listen to him anymore because you are going to do what these kind of people do. And you know, as you know, Pastor Ray, they are all over. They are in every church.
Yeah.
They are all over the earth. Hallelujah.
Mm.
They do what they want. They go the way they want. They speak the way they want to speak. They behave the way they want to behave. Pastor Ray, God bless you. Hallelujah.
May the Father graciously do you good at all time. And I pray that he takes you from one level to another, Pastor Green. Thank you so much. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about evil associations, the results of evil associations.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you great. Apostle, you're still there, hey?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, Proverbs 28, verse 7 says, whoever keeps the law is a discerning son.
Yeah.
But the companion, but a companion of gluttons shames his father. In other words, evil associations bring shame, and shame is a consequence of sin. It's a defilement, or it's incurred curses that come upon a person. It happens. What say you on this?
Yeah, that's why also Lemtola Mugimu makes it very, very clear when you read in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
yes,
nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So Morena, what a rata, and how Rivita Urivita to himself.
Yeah.
And also when God calls us to himself, he will also bring us into his house where we will be with his people, where we will grow in the house of the Lord. Because remember, the Bible says we are a peculiar nation, isn't it? Peculiar generation. Royal people. We are peculiar. I don't understand why anybody who's peculiar would want to associate themselves with people who don't even care about the things. They don't take into Samudimu serious and what is sacred. But then, like I just said, Mudimu had a bit of unto himself, and what would be it, and what separates so that we can be a nation. You know that does exactly what God is expecting us to do. Marano, kamo we na unyoko and tota mudimu kamo utamaleva tu wa shady, and it doesn't make sense. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really make sense. No, I nabo mizaji wana jo literally na
lizoto
the bon sang.
Yeah.
Ukre motare ya nifulu kumuinele mkosi, eh? Ulandu muntu jo pambene nokulunga. Just under the name of God, when you want to win them unto the Lord, maru unabo all the time, Monday to Sunday, you know, unomabe puza kangane na we puza because you want to win them. Before you know it, you're an alcoholic. And then the next thing, when you go ba wina mareva tu wabar hanyan, skifinyana hanyan lelo ena, before you know it, you're a heavy smoker. Like initially I even indicated to unaleva tu, that Babylon involved in certain habits simply because Bastatilo, whether the Lohania never know they'll come out of them. And I can't know as long as, and you know, I've noticed something that is very sad.
Yeah.
That this evil association, what I know is they keep clubbing with one another, ka evil.
Eish.
So Badumela naka evil, and then as a result, they perpetuate it, and it's like the more the merrier. So now they need to really keep recruiting a lot of people into this evil thing, someone at the
And the most unsuspecting people and the most innocent people, the most undiscerning. You see, that's another thing. It's the undiscerning of the kind of association you keep. Because some of these associations are very subtle. You won't see coming. You won't see it coming. But this subtle. But it's not obvious. Evil association that whatever that's a no-go area, you can't even try them. But there are those that are very subtle, they rope you in, and then and they're very nice. They go out of their way to just really make you comfortable. Isn't it that they were saying some of these kids that have been into prostitution. About Thomas Jolo, some of them. And then the next thing, these kids are hooked. They find themselves by but like literally, it's not every evil association that from the onset we are born with Lavanda Beko, right? They are subtle. You get there, they'll keep inviting you over and over again, and then just when you least expect it, then you get introduced to certain things that you don't comply with, don't agree with, and by the time you can't come out because they've invested their money on you. They've invested their time on you. How many people have received even cars? Some people have received amounts of money. No, don't worry. This is for nothing. We just want to help in the ministry. Or we just want to help in the business. And then the next thing, when chickens come back to roost, they're expecting you to do things that and then you find yourself when this into simply because there's money involved. You were given money initially. It was said, no, bonara, utusara, usapota. And then we sat all over the place. But then they don't even disclose, you know, the agreement, the contract.
Sure. It is sad that we see these kinds of things really coming across. And, you know, one of the things is that people do not want to talk about the consequences because they enjoy the flesh and the desires of the flesh in these associations. And the pleasures of moments, the momentary pleasures. And they have at times rebellious resonances or reasons as to why they stay in such associations, you know. And someone would say, it's because Kamrat. And another one would say, hey, it's because these people, they treat me like a real human being. I feel like a person because I'm valued, you know, unlike you, my family or my friends or the church or believers. We find quite a lot of that. It breeds rebellion. Evil association breeds rebellion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Send us your WhatsApp. 082657-2729. MK says, good evening, pastors. And we say, yay, good evening, MK. MK says, evil association can also be things we watch and listen from social media. We have to be mindful how we use social media. Absolutely. Absolutely. Social media now, the whole of it has become a porn site. Even where you find believers talking, their accounts have been hacked without them knowing. And you just see on your timeline, someone looks like they've posted porn or something or what. It's because somewhere, somehow, they took friendships with some people who basically are posting these things, and they are able to send these things to all their friends. It's important. I agree with MK there. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right. Now, I'm looking at John 18:18, Pastor Makamu. It says, "Now the servants and officers who had made a fire of coals stood there, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them to warm himself too." Let's take a call. Hello there, hi. All right. It looks like we are losing that. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Sometimes associations, people find themselves forced into them, Bab Makamu. They are forced into them by their desire for something. Peter wanted to warm himself. And then he also went on to be with those guys. That's why then, as he was associating with those guys, it led him to even deny Christ. We start to deny even the authenticity of the Father Yahuwah in our lives. And that's a very big problem that is brought on by evil associations. Muruti.
Mfundisi wami, uma ubuka uPeter, number one, adakani enye association. Uqale yakuhamba nenkosi yamakhosi. Now, uyajampa ngokufuna umlilo ezazo water la. Wothu umlilo angawubasanga.
Hey wena.
So no work. Ngoba phela bayathanda abantu ukuthi uma kubona ushisa itayera baphume bafika bakhangeza izandla khona lapho. You understand? So nayo ufika wenza kanjalo. But now, but love, law, ume la, kodwa kusiyena wala. Na inkinga. And the evil association, yimenze ukuthi aze aphike uChrist. There are times lapho uzophika uChrist ngeaction ngenxa ye-association uzithola ukuyo. Kuye kwenzeke sasebancane ekhaya esiphuma ku-youth meeting ekhaya. Sasiphuma ngabo-8. And nganginabangane abasitoti kakhulu. So uKabrali lo, wafika washaya umfana endleleni.
Okay, mfundisi wami, ibambe lapho kancane. Ibambe lapho. Asikhulume noDalu kancane. Dalu!
Yes, mfundisi. Hayi, mfundisi wami. Uyazi ba le nto athetha ngayo umama lo. Bendingathi bazoke ecaweni. Manje ecaweni ngamafoni bayakufota, bazayifaka kuFacebook. Ngihamba esitratweni ngiyafota, ndifaka kuFacebook. Naloo ndihlukene naye ngoku ndifake apha.
Ngigcwele
kumaFacebook ngenxeni yawo. Xa ndingakuxela ukuthi andinayo neakhawunti nje yeFacebook, andina neakhawunti yeInstagram, andina neakhawunti yeTwitter. Kodwa ndigcwele all over iTwitter. Yonke into igcwele ngegama lam. Mna i-1 into ebingisa ubuhlungu. Bendingasakwazi noku ecaweni, ndahamba ndakubalisela istori, ndahamba ikhona ecaweni ikhona phaa imatura nabo bendihlala khona. So kunomfundisha wase-AFM ndacela ke ukuthi ndingacawa nakhona abacawe nam. Kwaba right for the first few weeks. The third week waxela abantu ukuthi ya umoya walo mntu awulunganga, akufuneka ngaphinda aze ecaweni, angaphinda aze ecaweni. Mandixhotha netenjelo ngathi okay, kulungile tata, mara ndizekokugqibela ngoku ndizawubuyela ePresbyterian Church apho ndicawa khona. So into endizama ukuyitsho, i-evil spirit mayikuphethe, ikuphethe and xa ikuphethe iyakungcuthekisa. Khumbula amadimoni uKristu awakhupha emntwini ayongena ezagwini. Amadimoni astrong and afuna umthandazo. Bethi angadolo phansi ucele kubawo ngoba ngoku lo mhlaba esikuwo ulawulwa ngamadimoni. Abathixo abathatha namhlanje kubala bona ngabo abayiruya lo mhlaba, ngabo abayi-influence le youth, ngabo abenza yonke le mikhuba enzekalayo. Nokuthi basekukhona ukuthi i-YMCG,
Young
Money Then Was and Doesn't and whatever. So izonto leyo yebabambe ngalonto ukuthi andazi ufumana njani imali basimana imali kodwa ngalendlela abenza ngayo so badelele thing esinganamali xa besijonga ukuthi wena because uNkulunkulu usazohluphela wathi ugirlfriend wami azathi wena because uNkulunkulu ngithi imali wabo nemali uNkulunkulu akangeka kuphi imali mina nginemali so what I'm saying is bangena kwasezicaweni icawa zisekho stable icawa sekunefoni ukuthi umfundisi eshumayela lapha phethe ifoni ndiyarekhoda ndenzani umfundisi wami ndiyabulela tata
enkosi tata enkosi yho yeah evil associations hey they become a nag as time goes on yes Muruti bokushaya umfana estradini
yes uKabrali lo ushaya umfana lapha estradini umfana lo wagijima ayobiza ubhuti wakhe wesosha Masoshe Freedom abeka esanda kufika esatshwa kakhulu sebusuku phela sekungabo 8 siphuma ku youth meeting uma eza simbona umuntu uzogqoka uniform yamasotsha uvule ne bunch la kuvele shirt t-shirt e white phakathi uBethes Bam hayi ngizwa so mpana lo uyakhoba uthi yibo la hayi we had ukuthi sibaleke sonke mina ngayongena etoilet ngizwa ibhuti la uyadubula lo muntu kube ngangimile kwakuzoba njani ngoba lo muntu mafika ukuthi akusihimi nganze lo mfana wayezofakaza ukuthi akusihimi kodwa impama sengizihholile
hey
so don't associate phuma kwabantu ukhona umuntu 3 years ago kesixabana nje wayevame ukuvakasha lapha endlini waqala ukuvakasha ezophethe into le 5 liter le yebonaqa yewayi
yeah
uza nayo uza langa loqala lesithu mina wo kahle uza nomntanaka akabhema and usenza ugrade 10 lomntana ntombazana ayibhema uma iqhehlela kongathi uyakhumbula le truck e Bedford there Ngathi koyibona i-track e Bedford mayizo start. Ndiyakudala leyana yabo 70s.
Yempumulo enkulu so. Yeah.
Ngiyakutshela wena. Ukwehlela kanjani? Do you know mfundisi wami? I heard ukuthi nasixabane ngimxoshe lo mama ngoba you understand ukuthi na abantwana laba la enginabo. Bazonqela le nto le la. The next thing bayibona amantombazana amabona ukuthi sekuhle ukuthi ahamba bhem. The next thing sebabona ukuthi kuhle kumele ukuhambe ukuphuza. The next thing kumele babone ukuthi na kumele kuhlalwe nje sekudlalwe ezipotini. Understand? So uma umuntu eza even nama movie ngilwa kabi ukuthi akusiyonke movie kumele umntana ayibuke. Ubuke la uma uhamba la mamolo uzobona abantwana bagqoke blue and red. Ba yabo Spider-Man. Uzobona abantwana mabaqeda kubukela i-wrestling ukuthi bayenzana. Because bababukelisa izinto ekungamelanga bazibukela. Umthola umntana gijima ugqoke into e-blue izinto isuphunayo nento e-red la imuva la indizayo ngoba ufuna ukuba i-Spider-Man. Ukuthola umunye ukuthi uwisa abanye uyabashaya ngoba ufuna ukuba ubani laba i-wrestling laba la. So ama evil association mfundisi masinga wasondezi mawahambele le kute le ikungakho ngikhuluma ukuthi even nasenkonzweni uthekisisa ukufika enkonzweni mfundisi ngo9 ekseni Sunday kula ma mainline church ngo9 ekseni uthola kuno group yamadoda amehlabovu ibaraton abayishaya lana konga bandlela no Barry White ngendlela bayishaya ngayo but nam vele Barry White le Baraton lela yini nipi lapha phakathi kumajazi la ukuthi before bangena bacula kumele bathi kala bathi nka kancane uzo I'm going there uzo ukuthi ha le Baraton lela inezinto ezengeziwe le Baraton akusi iyo nje le ka Barry White in normal.
So I hear you Muruti. I hear you. Now we're going to conclusions. Let's hear what Pastor Green is saying also with regards to this. Let's touch base on that just after this jiffy.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
Amen, Pastor Ray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, we continue, Pastor Ray. You know, the other thing that I've noticed is that, you know why there's always, that there can always be bad results? It's because we want to mix the things of God with the things of the world. We want to mix our friendship, righteousness with unrighteousness. We don't want to do according to what God wants us to do. We don't want to walk the way God wants us to walk. And then we associate with the wrong people. We associate with the wrong company. And that is what God don't want to be, want us to be. God wants to be our Father. You want to be our Lord and Savior. But God wants us to be obedient. He wants us to do the way we're supposed to do to please Him. Hallelujah. I'm going to read in the Bible, Pastor Ray, the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Just hear what the Bible say from verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? Just hear that one verse, Pastor Ray. We want this fellowship. We want this this association. We want to be there. So many times we speak to young girls and say, young, you must be careful who you associate with, who you are talking to. You find these lovely young girls, they are worshippers, they are in the church, they are praising God, they are doing everything, Pastor Ray. And then when we warn them, they don't listen. And it won't be long, you'll find the stomach is big. Nice. Now they're in trouble. Now they cannot fellowship anymore the way they used to fellowship. What is the reason? They have been unequally yoked with unbelievers. People that do the way they want. They were fellowshipping with lawlessness people. So what I'm saying, Pastor Ray, is that our people must be careful who they associate with. They must be careful who is their friends. Just hear what verse 15 say. Verse 15 say, and what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part is a believer with an unbeliever? What association is there, Pastor Ray? I hear somebody said to me one day, you know, Pastor Green, I will never write my friends off. I say, how do you mean you will never write your friends off? You say, those people before I was born again, they are still my friends. I say, but then you have a problem. You did not come out from the world. You are still in the world. And that is the problem, Pastor Ray. Most of the people that do like that, they don't stay long. I remember when I got born again, I had to come out from among them. I had to leave them because I cannot be with them anymore because I don't want to do what they are doing. But now, in the church itself, Pastor Ray, we have the kind of people that can see somebody do things that is against the will of God, but they want to be their friends. Verse 16 say, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The Bible talk here about people, Pastor Ray. But the Bible talk about people that do the will of God.
Yeah.
People that obey. People that obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
That's why God say, I will dwell amongst them. Hallelujah.
Mm.
I will walk among them. I will be their God. Pastor Ray, the thing that is very hard here, God never begged us to be his children.
Yeah.
God give us the instruction, and we have a choice. We can choose. We want to be in the association that will lead us astray, or we can be in the association that can lead us to life. Hallelujah. The last verse I want to read here, Pastor Ray, is verse 17 and 18. God say, come out from among them.
Yes.
And be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Verse 18, I will be your father, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
Mm.
Pastor Ray, this is when we want to have the right association.
Mm.
When we want to be in the midst of the right people. God bless you, Pastor Ray. We'll continue.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Time has really left us. Time has really left us. MK, what do you say? All right. That's what MK says there. There's a very short clip of 2 seconds, MK. Maybe it's a mistake. Finally, what do you say, Apostle? Let me just give you just a minute to wrap it up. The aspect of this is that we will see ourselves becoming defiled. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. What say you finally in just a minute?
If evil company corrupts good character, you stay away from evil people. Mm. You shun away even from its appearance. That will help us. And the Lord was the Bahari, but he didn't take us out of the world because he knows has given us the grace to resist sin and also to shun away from evil and evil corruption.
Yeah.
So let us do what God is expecting us to do. Just run away, run from this everything else that goes in being. Run away from any form of evil association or anything that smells or looks like it.
Yeah. And here's another one. MK says, evil association with oneself is also dangerous. Negative self-talk. Romans 12 encourages us to renew our minds. Absolutely. Fundis Makam, in a minute, what say you finally?
Setanare, imfuna kutina umpostolo Paul utu ukukhanya nobumnyama azihlangani. Oil na manzi.
Hey, matat.
So, uma singazami nje ukuthi sikuhlanganisa into engahlangani.
Yeah.
Ngoba kuzovela umlilo.
Yeah.
Elokugcina futhi ngithi thousands of angels. Akirubi na masarafima aguke ngamadolo right now at Yahuwah, you are holy. So I would like to add my voice there. You are holy, Yahuwah. You are worth.
Hallelujah.
You are worth.
Hallelujah.
And udumulonke nenkazimulo neibongo zonke zikufanele. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next week we are talking about the need for discipleship. We have many people who are already in the field, but when it comes to character building, it's a big problem. So we are talking about that next week. Thank you, Apostle. Enjoy Cape Town. Minister there. We are watching.
Thank you. Thank you, Maruti. Truly appreciate it. It was nice being here. And thank you to Maruti Makamo and Pastor Green and all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. God bless. Shalom, shalom.
Tuda, tuda rabba, shalom. And of course, Mfundisi Makam, you can see Mfundisi Amina.
Inkomo sikhombisa umkatekisi, Mpostolo Inkomo Mkatekani, Pastor Green Mkateka.
Awuzeke, siyabonga kakhulu, Inkosi nibusise. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty and honor. There's none like him. He's our Father, our Creator. We call him Abba, Father. And of course, his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ himself, who shows us that our Father is salvation. And we glorify His holy name, that by His Holy Spirit, His Ruach HaKodesh, He continues to guide us into all truth. The only true potentate, Yahushua HaMashiach, Christ Himself, may He continue to be the King in our lives. And may He continue to be the one that we serve in. And may He continue to speak to us and us to hear His voice and us to be known by Him. It's very important. Have a great night. And we say, Tuda Rabah.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.